B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block! Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Yo, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now, here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday to all across the Delaware Valley. Yes, Thursday, May 21st, as we get ready for a little Memorial Day weekend action coming tomorrow. I always loved Memorial Day weekend. It was like always the kickoff to the shore. We'll have some fun tomorrow and talk a lot of shore since I always loved it. I always thought that was the unofficial opening to the shore Memorial Day weekend. All right, so we got some good stuff going. NHL and NBA both making some progress. So the NHL tried it out, what its plan's going to be. And it's like the plan we talked about 3 weeks ago when it first came up. And it was the 24 playoff teams go right to the playoffs, which was being obvious. And they would expand the field to 24. The Flyers would have a first round bye. And then, you know, there you go, man. There we go. Fly guys back on the ice. Summertime. I'm down. I got to tell you, I'm rooting for the NHL to come back. There was a point where I was like, yeah, does it matter? And then I figured it'd be easy just for basketball. And I was all about basketball coming back because Tunis and I argued about whether or not how bogus it would be. So I was like, give me a play. If it's a real playoff series, I'm in for the playoffs. And same thing with hockey, man. I'm like bullish. I want to see this stuff. I'm excited for it. I want to see it. I want to see it happen. I want to see it finish. The NBA is talking again. It looks like Disney is the key, and they're already clearing some hotel space. Not that I can imagine the rooms are booked, but you have, you know, we got plans. Looks like mid-July to start this stuff up. The thing I don't understand, though, is now NBA, get it. You won't restart until Christmas Day, but I guess they're going to do the same thing with hockey. And I guess, you know, hockey will permanently move its calendar. You know, it's funny. With the pandemic and the pandemic, you know, having shut everything down, there is all kinds of talk about the calendar as we know it and throwing it out. Like, just throwing out the calendar. Like, I got two kids in school, and they were talking about doing a change of school. Like, you would go to school in August. And then you would go from August to Thanksgiving and then start up again in the spring. Like, you know, March, April, which is weird. But, you know, that's one of the things that they're kicking around. They're kicking around. I mean, I read all kinds of stories about how they changed the school calendar and to have classes outside. You know, like, whatever subject it is, you would, if it's a science, you would either do it in a lab or you can go outside and do it by a stream. Like, there's all kinds of, you know, things that people are kicking around. And it got me thinking, because with sports, you can change everything, right? Like any part of life, because everything stopped, I don't know, propose a change. In whatever, like life as we know it, can now forever alter and change. Like they were talking about, like you have a history class and you do it from, you know, a museum or you do it from a historical site, and you know that all this stuff is like everything's going to change. That no longer do you have the, you know, the classroom setting, because there's Zoom, you would have different kind of things, and like everything changes. And I guess, I mean, with sports, you know, I mean, who knows? I mean, that's one of the things you're talking about. And with college campuses, you saw the big story this morning about college football and how college football is basically accounts for 20% of all athletic money. So all of its budget, any university, when it comes to athletics, football is like 20% of that, and the rest is the other sports combined. So I'm assuming basketball is the next big chunk, and then you have whatever it is. But, you know, that's a big deal. So they're talking about, and everything, everybody's worried about having to postpone it or cancel it. I can't imagine college football being canceled. I just can't imagine that at all. So everything's kind of up in the air. I'm curious to where your head's at and what you would pick an area of life, and it could be sports, where you would just change things permanently. Because now's the time to do it, right? Now's the time where you have, we're just coming off of closure, and you have an uncertain, you know, at least that uncertain 6 months to a year, so you can kind of fool with anything you want to. Also, today, I love this NBA starting fives, and I was like out of my mind with that stuff, looking at it. Like, I can't argue with Hal Greer. The Sixers five is Iverson, Greer, Doc, Charles, and Wilt. You know, Hal Greer, you know, seven-time All-Star, one of the best guards of the 60s. I don't know. You know, I don't know. I want to go Andrew Toney or actually go further and go up. Like, I would try to do, you know, because this list, the way ESPN did it, anybody who ever played in a uniform is eligible to be in your starting five. So would any of these guys make it? Would Ben make it? I mean, you see, I'm talking about AI, but is AI good for this squad? I don't like this Sixer squad, how it fits together. With Iverson, Doc, and Charles, I mean, you gotta play those two, but they're not, you need more shooting then. So Ben doesn't help. And then you have Wilt at the center. So we'll kind of bat all those teams around. And there was something that came up yesterday in the Mikey Mitch show that I disagree with when it comes to the Sixers. And you know how bullish I am to the Sixers. But there was a matchup that I thought, nah. We'll talk about the NFL coaches, and we've been having some fun with that, with assessing Doug. And I have an assessment. I don't think Andrew's going to like it because I actually went through it and assessed all the coaches. And the other thing is we talked about, caller brought up 1980. We're doing the playback. And the playback is fascinating because we're going back to 83, and it sounds like ancient history. But we had a caller yesterday call up, and he said, man, that was the greatest time in the history of Philadelphia sports. And it was, because they had sustained success. All four teams go to the finals in 80, and you have sustained success for like a six-year period, where they're all buzzing around titles. Ultimately, they only win two, Sixers 83, Phillies in 80. And I'm wondering, because I had big hopes for the Roaring 20s. And I still think the Roaring 20s could happen. Is there a way? Can we figure out a way, realistically, that we do better in the 20s, this decade that we're just beginning, than in that previous period? Can we eclipse, and I'll go through all the finals appearances. Is it possible? I want you to kind of look ahead at all the teams and tell me if that's possible. Good morning, Tunis.
Hello. How are we?
What do you say, man?
I got depressed when you talked about the schooling calendar and how that could change.
You got depressed?
Yeah. I couldn't imagine losing out on summer break. Who cares about winter break? You can't do anything. It's cold.
Yeah, I agree. I'm with you.
Hey, let's go sledding every day. No. Hey, no, I mean, let's go down the shore.
Right. I agree with you. You'd much rather be in school in the wintertime.
Yeah, come on now.
But that's what they were talking about yesterday with the kids.
That better not happen. I'll start a pledge.
They were talking about August. And they were talking about shorter schooling, though.
I'm on board for that.
They were talking about, now, because some of the work would be done at home, too.
Right.
They're also talking about a four-day work week. What do you think of that?
I think it's possible. I think it is. I don't know how our lives would change.
Well, forget about it. You're always looking at yourself.
Yeah, I am.
Forget about our lives. Would you be? Would you think a 4 day work week would work?
Yeah, I just wonder, would they extend hours? Like, would it be instead of 9 to 5, would it be 8 to 6, or would they still make it 9 to 5? I mean, they've been talking about this 4 day work week for a couple of years now. I mean, I don't know. I think what one thing that will definitely come out of this is a lot more people will work from home, like a lot more people, because I think companies are realizing, wow, we can do a lot of this stuff from home. And why pay the rent that we pay to be in certain buildings? Like, we could just work from home and not pay rent. You know, maybe we have one office for the HR department. That's about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if you're working from home, then why not work 5 days? Why not work 6 days? I know people that have actually worked more since this has started, because they're like,
totally. I got a
point. I got nothing else to do.
You know, Tooch, so he's a lawyer. And he said, he works for a major company. He's in mortgage, right? So it does mortgages, and so it's a huge firm. And obviously, with all the deferments and stuff with going on with your mortgage companies are freaking out, and it's been a whole mess. So he's been working 12, 14 hours a day, but he does it from home,
right? Yeah, I mean, and there's nothing else to do.
Let me ask you a question. At some point, if you're an employer, right, wouldn't you prefer to have your employees work remotely?
Unless they're worried that people are going to be distracted. I don't know.
Well, no, I mean, assuming that you're a professional and you get your work done. Like I'm talking about my buddy Toots, right? Like, he's putting in 12, 14 hours a day as a lawyer. Right? I mean, you got to get work. The work's there. You got to do it. And in his case, he's working more. I'm not talking about, kids screwing around playing Madden.
I'm talking
about real professionalism. What would you do?
I think part of it is good to be in a workplace. But then at the same time, again, I go back to it. If you can save costs, right? Like, you're not in a building anymore. All of a sudden, your company's saving money and making more money at the same time.
I know. Crazy. All right. We got lots to get to today.
Oh, 2020 will be better, by the way. We'll talk about it.
You feel it, too?
Yes.
I do, too. I think it's set up to be better.
There won't be a year like 1980 when all four teams are in it. But overall, I think 2020 will be better.
All right. And I went through some of these offenses. Coaches and coaches, period. Dude, Andy Reid is ridiculous. You start looking at what he's amassed. Wow. All right. Lots to get to. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. And what would you change? It's an interesting thing, because now, if you're going to do it, now's the time to change, to come up with ideas. It's Cuz Radio just getting started on a Thursday, Sun Splash Thursday, right before Memorial Day weekend. Cuz Radio with Tunis on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
All right, welcome back. Buzz Radio with the Judas. Hanging out on a beautiful Thursday. You got planned for the weekend, Andrew?
Work. And work. I'm here Saturday and I'll be here Monday.
Yeah, well, that's good, though.
Yeah, the wife's working all weekend anyway, so it's not like we were going to do anything anyway. Yeah, so, you know, I'd rather be here than sitting at home and drinking even more beer. The 4 hours I'll be hosting will take away from 4 extra hours of drinking. That's a good thing. I've been bad recently. I dusted off the Nintendo 64 the other day.
Oh, really?
And I've been playing the original Mario game. Oh my god, I can't stop.
You're doing the Mario game?
Yeah, dude. I can't stop. It's just so addicting. I woke up this morning at 6:30. I woke up well before my alarm, and I put on KBO, and then I like looked down and I saw the Nintendo staring me in the eyes.
You put on KBO?
Yeah. Well, I mean, of course, that's become my morning routine. Watching the Dinos this morning.
Big comeback in the night.
Yes, right? Yes, exactly.
I watched it. I had it on in the background.
But I ended up turning it off, and I played Mario 64. It's an addiction.
Oh, my God. That's great.
So I need to come to work to try to get away from it.
I know. I don't blame you, man. That's great. That is awesome. Yeah, there is something about this whole idea of, and we're talking about change and like what you would have and what you would do. You got to be careful about time because you can get away from you quick. Like, all of a sudden, I realized, like, and I don't leave my house, basically, other than to get supplies.
Right.
And all of a sudden, it feels like, man, the days go by quick.
Yeah, I mean, the only times I'm going outside, like yesterday I was at the grocery store, did the big stock up. But other than that, it's been running or walking the dog. And that's it.
But the weird thing is, and I'm used to running around all the time, the weird thing is that I don't feel like I feel like time still moves.
Yes, it moves fast. And part of it is like we have, you know, we do the shift like almost right in the middle of the day, right? Like all 10 to 2 goes by in a blink of an eye.
Right.
Which is surprising, right? Where there's no sports going on, but for some reason these shows feel like they're flying. But you and I talk about it a lot at the end of the show. We go, damn, that flew by.
Yeah.
And you would think with no sports, it's like, oh, man. I know. But maybe it's because this is somewhat of normalcy. Maybe that's why it flies by.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Right? Like we're still just talking sports. Even though there's no sports, we're talking about the topics of the day.
Having fun. And
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I'm done and I go home and it's like, all right, now what do I do?
I miss the idea of games and going to games.
Oh, yeah.
You know that's a big deal.
Yeah, I miss, you know me. I haven't had the chance to drive down to the ballpark yet.
Oh, my God.
Dog night was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, missed out on that.
You still miss the Phillies the most?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a toss up between the Phillies and the Flyers because the Flyers I really thought were going to do something in the playoffs. I didn't think they were going to win the Stanley Cup, but if they got to the Eastern Conference Finals, would we be complaining? No, I mean, with that young team. So it really hurts that team just had the carpet pulled from underneath them and the rug pulled from underneath them and you just missed out on that.
I missed the playoff. Like, I missed having the playoffs and the tournament.
Yeah, big time tournament.
And even the big majors. And you know what's funny? It's Memorial Day weekend. And the other thing, I'm not a horse racing guy, but like the Derby's always like a thing, right?
Yeah, you flip it on.
Or, you know, you go to a party, mid-julps or whatever, you know, and it's always a thing. Like, it's all those events are like rites of spring.
Yes.
And it's like, there is no. And it's been the weirdest spring because it's been cold, right? Like, it's been like, well, the chillier side. It's been such an odd, strange, you know, time.
Yeah, it is. It's funny bringing up the horse racing thing. I remember when Smarty Jones was, right, you know, was going for the Triple Crown. I forget which race it was, but I actually was at the Phillies game with my family, but we didn't go into the stadium right away because remember there was that restaurant McFadden's that was, yes, attached to it that closed down. Everybody that was in there missed the first two innings of the game because we wanted to see Smarty Jones race. We missed Phillies baseball to watch a horse, but it was our horse. 4 for 4.
That's great. That is great. All right. Couple things, and then we'll open up the phone lines. But I want to ask you, you saw the NBA list.
Yes.
I
get what you're saying.
I'm not in love with the Sixers. Now, the problem is that Wilt and Hal Greer, I don't know. What do I know about Wilt and Hal Greer?
Based off of stats and history, the starting five makes sense. But you're right that starting five may not win today. Like, I don't know because you don't really have much shooting with Julius or Charles.
You don't.
Now, Wilt is probably still dominant in today's NBA.
And even AI, he's not a one. Like, he's not really a point guard, and he's more of a scorer.
Right.
Like, so how does he fit with Doc and Charles, let alone Wilt and Greer, right?
Right. Yeah, you got, basically, you know, how Greer. Yeah,
could you construct a better Sixer team that would play? Like, that would actually work on the floor? Because I think he could.
You need a three-point shooter, which you don't have. I mean, Hal Greer, obviously, there wasn't the three-point line, I'm sure, for most of his career.
But you know what? My problem is less with that because, let's say, if he was playing today, he would have a three-point shot, right? You know, Andrew Toney, right? Because, like, to me, Andrew, again, I never saw Hal Greer, so I can't judge his team. I'm sure he was a great shooter and was a seven-time All-Star, so whatever. Number hangs in the rafters, the reason why. But I guess I saw Toney, and Toney was a three, could shoot the three, had a quick release, and he could play, yeah, great first step, strong hands. He could play the one and the two. Like, he used to back up cheeks at the one.
Right.
So, like, he would translate into today's game in a big way.
Yes.
Strong, big guard. Like, I think he would be a great player today.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely one of those guys that still could play today.
But look at these teams. It's funny because where did Mike have him? Taysom Gate Dom, who I love. He's a big NBA all-time five guy.
Yes.
He said he had Sixers at number three. He had Lakers one. Lakers are ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, it's unfair, quite frankly.
He had the Spurs two, which I agree with. Spurs have Parker, Kawhi, David Robinson, Duncan, and George Gervin, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's a quality squad right there.
You know, so I would put that ahead of the Sixers, wouldn't you?
Yes. Yeah, and I you know.
Apparently, you could see Tyrone did not.
You could see that team winning right now. the right. Spurs team.
Right. I mean, that team's an outrageous team. David Robinson was a great player. Duncan obviously speaks for himself. Kawhi, you know how I feel about Kawhi. George Gervin and Parker. You know?
So yeah. who had that? Was Mike's starting five or was that Tasty Cake Dom's starting five?
I think it was Mike's starting five.
Because ESPN, as of 15 seconds ago, because I just went to their Twitter account, just posted their first group of the Western Conference.
Oh, really?
And they just posted the Spurs.
No way.
And here's your Spurs starting five.
Who did they go?
Parker.
Right.
Ginobili. George Gervin, Tim Duncan, Dave Robinson.
There's no Kawhi Leonard?
I guess. I don't understand why.
They put Shaq on three different teams.
Yeah, I know.
How could Kawhi Leonard not? They put Kawhi Leonard on Toronto.
Yes, they did.
They don't have him in the Spurs?
When he won NBA Finals MVP.
That's horrible. I'll tell you, that's terrible.
Unless
that's
they go
terrible. That's,
unless they go Gervin terrible. Greater than sign Kawhi.
No. And Gervin was a two. He wasn't a three.
Yeah, but they got him at the three here.
That's horrible. Parker, because they want to put Ginobili? Well, I don't understand their love affair with Ginobili. They had Ginobili, the top 74 players of all time. That's insane.
One, he was a fantastic sixth man.
But that's about it. He was a really good role player. I mean, an excellent role player. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, Kawhi's got to be on that list.
Wow.
And I read like their description as to how they're doing it. It's not just amount of time. They're also doing accomplishments, right? So that Toronto, Kawhi only plays 1 year, but he wins the NBA Finals. So that accomplishment gets him on their starting five for the Raptors. He won the NBA Finals MVP for the Spurs.
No, it's crazy.
So how is he? Like, he had time and accomplishment in San Antonio.
Exactly. By the way, would you go Sixers or Bucks? Listen to the Bucks. Oscar, Sidney Moncrief, Ray Allen, Giannis, Jabbar. That's pretty good, man. I mean,
and you got the all-time leading scorer in Jabbar. You got a freaking Giannis who could play. Giannis could play in any generation.
First triple-double guy ever, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I think you go Bucks there, and you got Ray Allen, the shooter. I mean, that team right there again could also win today,
right?
Yeah, you got right. The lockdown defense in Moncrief. Like, that starting five is pretty good today.
I know. You got,
and I think that's one of the biggest things that I base it off of is can they play today?
Can they play together?
Right.
So the Heat. Look at the Heat. Hardaway, Tim Hardaway, D. Wade, LeBron, Zoe, Shaq. Wow, that's outrageous.
That's really good.
That's outrageous. I don't know, dude. That's Eastern Conference. You go, the Bulls go Derrick Rose, Jordan, Pippen, Rodman, Gilmore. I'm not in love with that squad.
Yeah, I mean, well, you have Jordan. That Jordan automatically puts you up.
Right. But can they beat the Sixers?
I think they could.
You say yeah?
I think they could.
You got Bulls? You got Bulls seven-game series? You got Bulls?
I may go Bulls, yeah. All right. D-Rose in his prime. I mean, prime D-Rose was unbelievable.
Yeah, he was good. I agree.
And then, you know, Pippen could, I don't know, is Pippen more so the facilitator there and...
Well, D. Rose can facilitate, yeah, too.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, that team's outrageous.
Charles would fight Rodman.
Yes, he would. I'd be all for it.
So you would go Bulls, all right? Cavaliers, Mark Price, Kyrie, LeBron, Larry Nance, Doherty. Nah,
Sixers.
How about Detroit? This is a pretty good squad. Isaiah, Dumars, Grant Hill, Ben Wallace, and Bob Lanier. I might even go Rashid over Ben.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking that. Oh, Rashid over Ben? Okay.
Rashid over Ben Wallace.
Well, I go
Lemire, you know, he was
right.
Great player.
So do you go? And the only, I don't know, Will Chamberlain greater than Sai?
Yes.
So Will's the better five. I mean, I'd probably go Charles over Ben. Or Ben Wallace.
Rasheed, yes, agree.
And Charles could do more. Yeah. Ben Wallace was really strictly defense. Whereas, I mean, he could score, obviously.
I'm going more of a, like, how do they play together? Like, are they playing? You know, because my one fear with the Sixers is I don't know how good they are together. That squad.
No, I think you could make. I think you could make it work with the Sixers.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think they're good, but I'm wondering, are they? I mean, Isaiah Dumars, G Hill, I got Sheed Wallace and Lanier. That's pretty good. Hawks, no. How about Celtics? But you can't put Bob Cousy. You know what I'm saying? It is Bob Cousy, love. Stop. Can we get rid of, like, I mean, I you got to get rid of whatever. Got to get rid of 50s guys. Come on. Who would you put on Boston besides Cousy? Then you got Pierce, Bird, Russell.
Who was the, I forget his name, who was the guard in, it was Dennis Johnson?
Yeah, but he's not a great player all the time.
Trying to think of other, I mean, Rondo is pretty good, but is he an all-time starting five?
Nah, you can't put him. I mean, listen, I don't like Cousy. We got to find somebody else. You can't. I'm trying to think. What about KG? Where's KG at?
Is he with the T-Wolves? He may be the T-Wolves, because are you going to go Bird or KG?
Yeah, you got to go Bird.
And are you going to go Bill Russell or KG?
Yeah, you got to go Russell.
So he's probably going to be on the T-Wolves five once that comes out.
Right. Who am I missing? You can put right. You need a point guard. I don't know.
Now let me ask you something, Ant. And this could be barroom conversation.
We're already hot. It's morning.
I love.
We're
it.
In the bar. We've opened. I put the key in the bar. Right. We opened up the door.
Don't think I put anything in my coffee this morning. Come on, man.
I mean, listen. We're. This conversation is straight to the bar.
So, I look at the Sixers. And I want to ask you, does Ben or Joel eventually make the top, that starting five?
I think
five?
The same thing, man.
Do they eventually make the starting five?
I wouldn't have put Simmons there.
Well, because you're trying to build a roster and you think Simmons and Iverson works perfectly.
I want to put Simmons there.
So you go Iverson at the two, Simmons at the one.
Just like Larry Brown had the big guard, little guard.
Yep.
Right? Big point guard. The only problem is... You don't have shooting, and I gotta get rid, and that means I gotta go away. Do I put? Let me ask you this: is this heresy or not?
Uh oh.
Do I go? Here's my.
Your five. Sixers five.
All right, I think this five beats that five. You ready? Ben, Iverson, Doc, and Bede, Wilt.
Can you? He can step out.
He, come on, right? He's got better touch than Charles does.
Yes, he does. That is true. Can't you see? I can hear it now. Charles would eat and beat up for breakfast. Which might be true.
But plus, he could actually shoot it. Embiid would be your like. Iverson's a scorer, right? And he gets hot. He's a great shooter. But when it comes to pure touch, and Embiid's right there is your second best shooter.
You can make the case that he's the best shooter on the team now.
I mean, number nothing, you don't think that's that team beats that team? Simmons, Iverson, Doc, and Embiid, and Wilt. How about that front of Embiid and Wilt?
Yeah, it's crazy.
You're not
driving the lane,
right? I mean, talk about swat. I got Wilt and Embiid. That matches up. They beat the Spurs now. Duncan Robinson, you got an answer because I got Wilt and Embiid. SWAT, Duncan Robinson.
get excited.
I don't know.
Man. A two-hand tag.
I like that squad.
Are you kidding me?
Ben running the break to Doc on the wing.
Oh, man. Kick out to Iverson.
Right.
From the mid-range.
Come on, man. That's a good squad. That's a better squad.
They couldn't play together.
Who?
Iverson and Ben.
They couldn't play together?
Yeah, well, Iverson needs the ball in his hands. Ben's best with the ball in his hands.
Yeah, it's true. You need more of a spot, but it's better than...
You'd have Ben on the block.
AI played the one in... Like, he was... he actually put up a lot of good assist numbers, like in 03 and 04.
And then when he went on to Denver, he had a lot because he was dishing it to Melo.
He had the ball in his hands constantly, but he wasn't a great point guard. Like, he had good assist numbers, but he didn't run a good offense.
He had a lot of turnovers.
Because all he did was dominate the ball. He wasn't a great point guard, even though his assists were there. Simmons actually, you don't think Iverson could play off the ball?
He could. Talent-wise, he could.
Well, that's why.
But, he wouldn't want to.
Okay, well, I'm trying to make it fit.
Right.
Because AI off ball, greater than AI as a one with those players. Those guys would never see the ball. Charles would be barking at him.
Yes. Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying?
I could see somewhere where Simmons on offense is actually on the block and Embiid's at the top of the key setting picks for Iverson. Then you're on the pick and roll, Iverson and Embiid.
Yes.
That's dangerous. Iverson pull up mid-range or he dishes it to Embiid.
Come on, man. All right. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break and then we'll open it up. I mean, we got a great barroom conversation today. Welcome to the bar. And also, we have we're continuing our Field of 64 salutations. Some good matches coming up. Money versus Big Guy. G versus OG. Sun versus Blood. Good stuff. 610-632-0975. Phone calls coming up next. Cuz Radio with Chunis, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right. 10:50. Cuz Radio with Chunis coming up in about 15 minutes. Name that game. Yes, name that game. You win a chance for some Primos, the $25 Primos gift card on the line. We'll have some fun there. Oh, this is outrageous. Look at this team, Chunis. The Sonics Thunder franchise. Oh, my God. Payton. So you got the Glove, Westbrook, Harden, KD, and Sean Kemp.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Oh, my Lord.
Sean Kemp was one of those players I wish I could have seen, like, and actually taken away, like, how dominant that guy was.
He was.
I watched, like, highlight reels of Kemp.
He was also, like, an 11-by-8 guy. You know what that is?
No.
He was, like, about 11-by-8. He was 11 kids by 8 women.
Ah, yes.
He was that. He He was a legendary figure. During his time, he had a problem later, like actually right in the prime of his career, because he came out of high school. When he primed his career, he had a drinking problem, and he put on a lot of weight. But he was a dominant force, man. He really was. He was a dominant force. All right, let's get it started on the phone line, Chunas, because let's invite our friends to the conversation as we sit in the bar. We want to do some beers today for the show. And this is the ultimate barroom conversation.
You send one over for me?
I will.
I'll lift our wagon, quickly run to the fridge.
Yeah, man.
Have Nat watch the board. Yeah. I'll be
perfect.
Back.
Yeah. Let's go to Nikki in Collegeville. Nick, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Gentlemen, good morning, guys.
Hello, Nikki.
Hello. Hello. Tunis, how's you? How's the family? Anthony, how's you and your family and the health?
Good.
All good?
Good. Thanks. Yeah.
I was up at 5 a.m. Woke up, you know, did the, you know, went to the bathroom. I'm like, let me podcast a little bit of the old show yesterday. And then I was up. I've been up since then. So
nice.
You're falling in.
Nice.
Listen, you guys talked about how they're rethinking the entire kind of working space and working from home, working virtually.
Yes.
I read an article about a month and a half ago and said basically Silicon Valley and a lot of these other tech companies all over the world are rethinking work from home. Now, a lot of people work from home for tech companies, but what they've done in the past is if you work for, you know, whatever, IBM or, you know, any company down in Silicon Valley, they move you out there and buy you a house and set up all the, you know, all the computer systems. But now they're rethinking that because they showed literally a $2 million house in San Jose, versus, which was literally a shack, Anthony. The picture was a shack. I wouldn't have bought it if it cost me $100,000.
Right,
how much
right.
of a shack it was. Versus out in the suburbs of Cleveland, a $2 million house, which was like, you know, the Castle of Versailles, Palace
right.
of Versailles. It was literally like, so they're saying, so you're starting to rethink going, wait, we hire a new person, new VP of, you know, software technology. Why move them out here?
Right.
Give them the $2 million bonus to buy a house and relocate wherever they want. And because the employee now is in a much comfortable environment because they have much more house than they used to have versus, you know, you could say, oh, here's $2 million. They move out to San Jose. Then they go shopping around for a house and they're going, oh, you know, this $2 million.
Oh, my God, are you serious? What company, imagine the talent that you are that a company would give you $2 million to buy a house.
Well, let's say they give $850,000.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, $2 million. But did they give you – no, I agree with you that that's the prudent move if you find a real talented guy for a tech company. And if it was me, I wish I was that guy. Because if I was that guy, I'd be living in, you know, in Calabria. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right, exactly. You would have half a village.
I would have a whole village. Right.
You would take a village. You go, living in these three palaces, these three buildings. I'm going to re-renovate
it. I'd have a satellite dish the size of my car. I would never leave, and I would just drink coffee and beer all day.
Right, exactly, and get fresh pastries, fresh for the hotel. Anyway, listen, you play to win the game, correct? Somebody said that I heard once in my lifetime.
Uh-huh.
But I understand about Doug. Look, I have Doug basically top five.
I'm top run five real quick. Coaches of the league?
Yes. I have Hoodie number one because he won too much, even though he has one quarterback and they've cheated the entire time. They've won too much to say they can't be number one. Andy's number two. No question about it now. Look, he won with two different teams, two different quarterbacks.
I was trying to do a list, right of this. Andy Reid, fifth, listen to this. He's been to the playoffs 15 times.
Yeah.
He has won 10 division titles. He's been at 7 championship games. That's outrageous.
Right. Well, like I said, he's only second because the Hoodie won so much with you know, older boy.
Right.
I have Peyton.
Yeah.
Okay. Because he's won a Super Bowl and he's always there.
I got Belichick, Andy Payton, my top three, right?
Right. I got Harbaugh next, just to make you happy.
Yes.
Because he won two Super Bowls, okay, in two different eras. And I have Doug and Pete tied for fifth.
Oh, Pete Carroll. You're out of your mind. You're
no, but listen.
God, That's a goggles pick.
No, well, who do you have in front of Doug then?
I had Doug like 15 or 14. But
look, you don't stumble in the Super Bowl and playoff wins. Okay, ask Pat Quinn and ask Pete Carroll his second Super Bowl. Like, you don't stumble on the Super Bowls. You just don't. And
yeah,
he's never had a quarterback.
What about Brian Billick?
No. I'm thinking
active coach.
I'm going active coach because of the defense.
He stumbled all the way to Super Bowl.
I'm going active coach. Can I go active coach versus retired?
I mean, like, if you're talking about accomplishments and, you know, who, I mean, honestly, I don't know how you have Doug over Gruden. I mean, seriously.
I mean,
Shanahan screwed up, but Shanahan's a better coach. Yeah.
I'm not disagreeing with what you said about Gruden all day yesterday. You know,
You give Mike Tomlin no credit. Mike Tomlin's won a hell of a lot of games.
All right, I won't argue if you want to put them all tied for fifth. I mean, he's done a lot. But look, the Super Bowl he won, all he did was step into the shoes the next year. He didn't do much. I'm not saying he's not a great coach, and he hasn't done a lot.
He won a lot of games.
There's a lot of coaches that win a lot of games. Okay.
Yeah, but I'm saying he's won a lot of games and he's won it. You know, I mean.
All right. Well, let me make my next point is, I think Doug's a great head. I'll take that back. I think Doug is a really good head coach, but he doesn't have one good strength, like you said. Look, you have geniuses that know everything about the universe. Stephen Hawking, who's passed away, right?
Yeah.
But he might not be able to teach you or me anything about the stars. But you have exceptional professors in college. They can
I think he's a great leader and a great players play for him. Like, all that said, I do. I think he's terrific. But like, I mean, if you're asking me who I would want or who I think I would rank them without my own kind of bias coloring them, you know, Frank Reich left, right, and Doug stumbled.
But no question, I agree with you.
I don't know how to judge that stuff. And I'm trying to look at it fairly. Like, you know, Gruden's accomplished. He's on a second tour now, and he took over a rebuild. But like Bruce Arians has been doing a long time. He's won a lot of games. He was an offensive coordinator forever.
Like,
these guys are veteran guys. What?
I agree, but they still haven't done what there's one thing they haven't done that Doug did already, and Doug has never had his starting quarterback in the playoffs. Really, he's won in the playoffs 3 years in a row and won games two out of those 3 years without a starting quarterback and won a Super Bowl without a starting quarterback. The other coaches have, though. The other coaches have gotten to the playoffs.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.